So what does it say in the text about how we develop this attitude? How can we be logical and use our intelligence to develop this way of thinking? Yeah, so cherishing others is the best method to solve our own and others' problems. Right now we're not convinced about that. If we were, we would already be doing it. But we're not. We're kind of, cherishing others is the best method to solve my problems? I don't think so. So we need to kind of have an open mind and listen carefully. First of all, problems, worry, pain, unhappiness, what are they? What are they? They are types of mind. They're parts of our mind. This is an essential Buddhist understanding. All of our feelings are part of our mind. Good feelings, bad feelings, unpleasant feelings, pleasant feelings. Pleasure, displeasure, they're all part of our mind. They're not part of our body, or part of the climate, or the government, or our car, or our house, or our shoes, or any of those objects. They're inanimate. You know, our suffering and happiness is part of our mind. That's a very important point. They don't exist outside of our mind. If we cherish everyone that we meet or think about, then our mind will be at peace all the time. So we'll be happy all the time. Yeah? If we cherish, and I'll just repeat that because it's a big sentence, if we cherish everyone that we meet or think about, cherish means love them, appreciate them, cherish them as if they're very precious and important. If we do that, then our mind will be at peace all the time. We'll have no problems. Because problems are coming from inside, aren't they? Bad feelings, unhappy feelings, confusion, worry. But if we cherish everybody, what does that mean? It means we have a mind pervaded by love, loving kindness. That in that mind, it's not possible for minds like jealousy or anger or other negative thoughts to develop. You can't have a bad thought if you've got a good thought, a good feeling coming. Of course, your mind can change instantly. We know that. But we don't want to do that. We want to stop changing from positive to negative. We want to just keep a positive mind all the time. That's why meditation training is so important. So let's look at it for a couple of minutes about an emotion like jealousy. What is jealousy? It's that feeling of unhappiness or depression when somebody we know, or even people we don't know these days, isn't it? People on Instagram who look much more handsome and beautiful than we are. When we see somebody else who is successful or happy or wealthy or whatever, we have this feeling, you know, this feeling coming down. There's a lot of this about nowadays because of things like, I won't say it again, that name, you know, social media. And we're always comparing ourselves with others. So there's lots of opportunities to become jealous. And this is coming because we cherish ourselves. We're concerned about ourselves. That should be happening to me. I should be the one winning that Rolls-Royce car or whatever. You know, I should be the one winning the lottery. I should be the one wearing that beautiful coat. Not them. They don't deserve it. Horrible mind jealousy, isn't it? Jealousy is pretty useless, actually, because if you check, when you're jealous of somebody, it doesn't actually prevent them from enjoying what they're enjoying, does it? Neither does it increase your ability to do what they're doing. It just doesn't do that. It just makes you feel terrible. So it's a useless mind, completely useless. On the other hand, if we cherish that person, if we love that person, then when they're successful, when they become wealthy, they become happy, they pass their exams, whatever they do, we're delighted for them. Again, this is the kindness of mothers, you know. Many mothers maybe didn't have the high education that their children are having. Yeah? Some mums maybe not even able to read or write, can't read or write. But when they see their own child learning to read and write, learning to take exams, they're delighted, aren't they? Oh, wonderful. I can't do that, but it's wonderful. Why does the mother do that? It's because they have loving kindness for their child. All we need to do is learn to do the same. That's all. For everyone else, everyone. And rejoice when people are successful. Be so happy when someone gets a diamond ring or whatever they get. How wonderful for them. They're so happy. I'm so delighted. Without judging, without this, you know, this moralizing mind, they don't deserve it. Just be happy. And what we'll be doing at that time is creating the cause for ourselves to receive the same experiences of success and happiness that they're experiencing. This is karma, you know, creating the karma, the actions that will ripen as our own success. So if we're not particularly good at reading and writing, you know, we should rejoice in those people who are. Oh, how wonderful. That's such a literate person. They know Shakespeare inside out or something. And then this will encourage ourselves. So cherishing. This is where it's coming from. It says here, if we cherish somebody, how can his or her good fortune disturb our mind? How can his or her good fortune disturb our mind? Why is our mind disturbed when we see others enjoying themselves or happy or whatever? Because we don't cherish them. We don't like them. Okay, so this is number one. There's many, many, in fact, all of our problems, I said. So just a list of a few here that cherishing others defeats. You know, loving kindness is a way to defeat these. So the next one. How can we wish to harm others if we regard everyone's happiness to be of paramount importance? You know, we've developed this mind of cherishing. We regard everyone's happiness to be important. So where does this mind of wanting to harm others come from? This mind of anger, wanting to strike back. It comes from being concerned only about ourselves, wanting to strike back. We feel others have harmed us in some way. We want to fight back at them. So by genuinely cherishing all living beings, we will always act with loving kindness in a friendly and considerate way. And they will return our kindness. They will. Yeah, I know they won't. And ordinary mind comes in, well, I've tried to love them and they don't respond. But this is just speaking generally. What we need to be very careful of doing with Buddha's teachings is to, for example, after a meditation like this one today, thinking, right, now I'm going to cherish my friend, my partner, and I want to see the result immediately that they start to cherish me. That's not going to happen, is it? It takes a long time for this to work itself through, for us to create enough good causes that will actually happen to us. But it will happen eventually. Our teacher, Venerable Geshe-la, the last time he gave a public teaching, he said something like, if I can remember, he said, "You all love me." It made us laugh, you know, because we do. We all love our spiritual guide. He said, "Why do you love me?" "It's because I love you." It's just hilariously simple, isn't it? It's so simple. I love you, so you love me. We all know those words. They're on all the pop songs, aren't they? But love is different from attachment, as we'll see. Attachment's something else, isn't it? Anyway, if we do learn to love others, then others will not act unpleasantly towards us. There'll be no basis for conflicts or disputes. People will come to like us, and our relationships will be more stable and satisfying. So this is a long-term promise of being able to do this. You know, slowly, slowly, our relationships will change. Not instantly. Just by saying, "I love you," but deep in our heart, you know, "I want you to give me all your money," or something like that. Okay, sorry. Getting a bit excited, because the reason I get excited, you know, in these teachings is because I do believe these teachings, these instructions are so simple, and they're also the answer to all the problems of the world. If you imagine a world filled with people, like John Lennon coming on now, imagine a world where people just love each other. Each person has in their heart this feeling of cherishing the other person. You're important. Your feelings are important. Your happiness is important. Just the feeling. You don't need to say anything or do anything particularly. That will come naturally. Everyone is thinking that. Imagine walking down the street. Imagine going to an unfamiliar location full of strangers. And you know that everybody's done these practices and they've trained themselves up to feel full of loving kindness. So you want to go there. You want to be amongst those people because you know they will not harm you. All they will do is benefit you. They're your friends. You can rely on them. You can trust them because they cherish you. How amazing. That is what we all want, isn't it? The whole world wants this. But there's no way to do it through external methods. You can't send off armies and pass laws to make people do this. The only way we can bring about world peace is to learn to cherish others from the depths of our heart and then help other people do the same. That's the only way it's going to come about, you know. So cherishing others also protects us from the problems caused by uncontrolled desire. Desire is attachment. So what are the problems from those? We often become strongly attached to another person. Has it ever happened to you? Are you strongly attached to another person? It's happened to all of us, doesn't it? We've got this habit of doing it all the time. We become attached to another person who we feel will help us to overcome our loneliness by providing the comfort, the security, or the excitement we crave. So this is what attachment does, isn't it? I need that person to make me feel better. I need that person in my life to protect me. You know, I need that person around me all the time to protect me from problems and harm. I need that person because I feel lonely. You know, I live on my own and I'm very unhappy. I need to find someone. I need to go onto Tinder and find someone like this. Yeah, so this is completely normal. Everyone has got this problem of desirous attachment. And it always brings problems. It's never a good mind. It's never a helpful mind. It always results in suffering and problems for us, and often for the other people too. It's not love. It's concerned about ourselves, what I want. Not what you want, it's what I want. Desire, uncontrolled desire. It's not love, okay? But if we have a loving mind towards everyone, we don't feel lonely. That mind's going out, isn't it? Thinking, what about you? What about you? I'm okay. What about you? What about you? Everyone's our friend.